Okay, friends, today we are reading from the 5-minute Disney Pixar Stories book. It's the last story in the book. Oh, so sad, but that's okay because that means that tomorrow we'll start a new set of stories. And today's story is called Incredibles 2, Babysitting Mode. And this was written by Sarah Hernandez. And it's read today by Mommy and... Have you got a name? I don't know.
We're babysitting our own baby Jack.
So true. Well, here's the reason why we like today's story. It's about babysitting, and we're babysitting today, too. So, guys, you might get to hear baby Jack in the back, but it's not really back Jack. Her name is Marigold, but she's still our baby, and we like to babysit her. And
yeah, she's just rolling around and having fun.
She's rolling around and having fun. Oh, wait, before we get started reading the book, though, we need to give our patron shout-out. Friends, if you love our stories and would like to support us and help us get, make the stories happen, you can become a patron, and you can also help us get these stories going so that no one has to live without stories, because stories are awesome. So our patron shout-out today is for Ms. Catherine and her son, Phoenix. How's it going, Phoenix? We hope you enjoy this story and laugh as hard as we do today. And without any further ado, here we go. Incredibles 2, Babysitting Mode. Fashion designer Edna Mode wasn't thrilled when Bob Parr, better known as Mr. Incredible, asked her to babysit his son, Jack. Edna simply wasn't good with babies. But Jack was no ordinary baby. As soon as his dad left, Jack began to float. Edna was delighted, and she wondered what else he could do. Edna knew that each super was unique. But there was something extra special about little Jack. Okay, little one, she said. I am ready. Thrill me with your prowess. Edna wanted to observe him and take notes for his next supersuit design. But where is my sketchbook? She wondered. There was no time to find it, though. Jack was on the move. Edna couldn't believe Jack could walk right through a wall. You are simply amazing, darling, Edna said as she watched him. The little boy could not be stopped. He continued to pass in and out of walls as he floated down the hallway. Suddenly, Jack disappeared right before her eyes. Where in the world can that little boy be? Edna wondered as she searched. I mustn't forget to put a tracking device in his supersuit. Come out, darling, she called. Edna looked high and low, behind furniture and in every room, but Jack was nowhere to be found. Oh my goodness, that is a babysitter's nightmare. I would be so scared if I was babysitting a little baby and I couldn't find them. Oh my goodness. Finally, Edna found Jack downstairs near her lab. The super baby smiled and pointed at his new discovery. Flashing lights on a wall. Jack had found the security system for Edna's testing room. The alarm began to beep loudly at him. In the blink of an eye, he morphed into a pint-sized Edna, and the alarm suddenly stopped. Do you know what that means when I say he morphed? Do you know what that means?
Yep, turned into.
Yeah, he turned into something else. He changed. He shifted in his shape so that he became something else. And do you know what pint-sized means?
What?
It's small. It's a smaller version of something else. When someone says, oh, it's pint-sized, they mean it's a smaller version. Okay? It's like miniaturized. And the alarm...
That pint-sized golf is pint-sized.
Yeah, oh, miniature golfing. Yes, absolutely. So when you go golfing, there's a huge amount of ground you have to walk across in order to golf all of the golf course. But if you go to a miniature golf course, you don't have to walk that far. That's why we're better at that. Okay. The security system thought Jack-Jack was actually Edna. Edna marveled at the miniature version of herself. She had truly never seen anything so extraordinary. Once inside Edna's lab, little Jack-Jack discovered some of the supersuits Edna had designed. He couldn't wait to get his hands on the colorful costumes and immediately started trying on bits and pieces of many different ones. He tried on gloves and masks and even fashioned a cape for himself. But Edna quickly shared her one and only design rule. No capes! But Jack-Jack absolutely loved the cape that he had created, and he did not want to take it off. He got so angry that he turned into a little monster. Edna didn't panic, though. She was used to working with supers of all kinds. Edna knew that the little monster Jack-Jack meant it was time for his bottle. How can I calm him down long enough to feed him? She wondered. Then Edna had an idea. She headed to her music room. Maybe the right song would help Jack-Jack change back into a baby and keep him from destroying all of her favorite records. Edna played Beethoven for the little monster. It worked. He transformed back into an adorable baby. But suddenly, one Jack-Jack multiplied into two, three, four, five Jack-Jacks. There was no way Edna could feed five hungry Jack-Jacks with just one bottle. Now, do you understand what it means to multiply?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make more.
Make more of, correct. Make the number bigger. So Edna switched the music from Beethoven to Mozart. Success. All the Jack-Jacks merged back into one baby. He began to giggle as he watched his bottle heat up on the stove, and then whoosh, Jack-Jack burst into flames. Still, Edna remained calm. She had seen it all. After putting out Jack-Jack's flames, Edna finally spotted her sketchbook. But it was hard to design a supersuit for Jack-Jack when he kept destroying her pencils with his laser beam eyes.
Laser beam.
She tried to keep him busy with his bottle so she could return to her sketching. Teleportation, telekinesis, laser vision, phase shifting, that is all I need to see, Edna said as she started to create his brand new supersuit. So teleportation means that he can go through things and move from one space to another without having to walk and move, okay? Telekinesis means that he can control things with his mind. So laser vision is what we see here with his eyeballs, with those laser beams coming out of them. And then phase shifting means that he can move through things, right? Like a wall. So this baby can do all kinds of stuff. Later that evening, Edna told Jack-Jack a story about the adventures of his family, the Incredibles, and their heroic little boy who, of course, used his amazing powers to save the day. With a full belly and a smile on his face, Jack-Jack drifted off to sleep. Good night, darling, Edna said to the little one. The next morning, Jack-Jack saw Bob's arrival on the monitor.
Dada,
Jack-Jack said, pointing to the screen. Yes, Dada is here, Edna said, walking Jack-Jack to Bob's car. Let's go show him how fabulous you look. When they got there, Bob said to Edna,
Thanks again, Eve, for everything. How much do I owe you?
Pish-posh, darling. Babysitting this one, said Edna.
I do for free.
I think it's because she liked it so much, don't you? Yeah. Well, that's the end of the story. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.